Happy Friday, everybody. It's March 29th. I'm John Weigel here with Ben Berkley, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. The global fruit and vegetable producer Fresh Del Monte has done it again. And by it, I mean they've introduced another fruit creation. This time, we can all gasp at awe at mini pineapples. This may sound like a ridiculous idea, but it may have some big implications, like potentially helping the globe curb food waste. But how exactly? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today in business and tech. All right, starting off with Sam Bankman-Fried. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison yesterday at a federal district court in Manhattan. The sentence was shorter than the 40 to 50 years recommended by federal prosecutors, but longer than 6.5 years Bankman-Fried's lawyers pushed for. So, Ben, what do you make of this conviction? What do you make of the sentencing?
I will note that when he was up for, I believe, 110, I guess 25 doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, his team was arguing that his crimes were more Elizabeth Holmes than Bernie Madoff. It seems like they more or less won that argument. You know, Holmes got 11 years, Madoff got 150 years. And, you know, of course, this story also just like, it's not over when you factor in appeals and whatnot.
Of course.
But there is hope for SBF in another corporate criminal. I don't know if you've heard of Michael Milken, who was known as the Junk Bond King. He was once initially sentenced to 10 years. He only served 2 behind bars in the end.
Wow.
So white collar crime, you know, yeah. We love to shorten those sentences.
It can only be whittled down. Oh, boy. All right, next, Google added ratings to its AI shopping tools. The style recommendations feature will offer customized selections based on a shopper's ratings, learning their preferences with every single click, much like they do now, but I guess more pointed. And moving to colleges, college tuition, Yale University, Tufts University, Boston University, and Wellesley College crossed $90,000 for undergraduate tuition costs for the upcoming academic year. Ben, if you are an aspiring college student in 2024, are you going with numbers like this?
I am probably still going, but I'm crying all the time. These numbers are absurd. I will note, you know, they are not the whole story, that when you factor in financial aid, most students don't pay that whole amount. But the fact that we're closing in on 6 figures per year threshold, like, that's really scary for any prospective student and or their parents. I mean, I did go to a state school in state, so highly recommend that path because I left school with no debt. But the good news out there is, like, still the U.S. averages for tuition are quite a bit lower than this 90K terrifying level.
Wow.
I believe it's 42K for private colleges, 24K for out-of-state students at public schools, and about 11K per year for in-state public tuition, which also, to be clear, those suck also.
Definitely.
They really do, but they're not 90K.
Yeah, no, definitely not 90K. And you made a great point. There are a bunch of options out there, state schools being one, and schools that do not charge such a gargantuan amount for tuition every year.
Yeah.
All right, moving to Home Depot. Home Depot will acquire SRS Distribution, which sells supplies to construction professionals for $18.25 billion. And that's the largest acquisition in their retailer's history and probably the biggest number I've read in like weeks.
Congrats to Home Depot.
I know.
Really, congrats to SRS. People just welcome themselves into the billionaires club today.
Oh, yeah. Bathing in it practically. And finally, Amazon's new Amazon One app lets users upload a picture of their palm to an online profile for payment, rewards, and more at Whole Foods, Amazon stores, and over 150 other locations. Amazon says that Amazon One has been used more than 8 million times already, and that is a lot of palms, Ben. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to Amazon, I would say no thanks. I saw one of these palm payment machines at a Whole Foods in LA actually earlier this week. It made me nervous. Like, that was just my first gut feeling was, nope, not ready for that. It's probably very cool. It probably works great. You know, these first adopters are going to help troubleshoot it and normalize it. And that sounds great. eventually. It's just like too sci-fi for me personally right now. So thanks, Amazon. Like, no thanks for now.
Yeah, I mean, this is yet kind of another layer in the idea of giving away privacy for convenience. And of course, in the articles that talked about this one being from TechCrunch, Amazon did say that these pictures of Palms would be secure and encrypted, which is a nice feeling, I guess, but it is another way of kind of giving away more privacy, facial recognition, palm recognition for easier shopping. I haven't seen these yet rolled out in New York, maybe California's first wave, but when I do, I will let you know, and my hands will be just firmly in my pockets.
Yeah, these palms do not photograph for free. Let's just say that.
Going into Whole Foods wearing gloves from now on. All right, our big story today is about small pineapples. These little fruits were developed by Fresh Del Monte, a company known for giving fruits and vegetables some new flair. But these pineapples may be more effective than just an afternoon snack. So, Ben, can you first tell me about these tiny pineapples?
Oh, gladly, John. I mean, we talk about innovative industries a lot around here. The pineapple growing industry wasn't really on my radar, at least until we learned about, you know, Fresh Del Monte's latest creation, which is called the Precious Honey Glow. And it is marketed as this company's most compact pineapple yet, which sounds like a car. Love it.
It does.
The new fruits weigh between 1.5 and 2 pounds, which is about half the size of their traditional offering. And it will be available year-round all across the U.S. And it's really just the latest in this trend of shrinking down the size of pineapples. 2 summers ago, Fresh Del Monte launched the Mini Honey Glow, which was kind of meant to be smaller and sweeter than the average pineapple. This is kind of the next evolution in that shrinking.
Right. Can we get it smaller?
Yeah. And, you know, this is something that, like, what this company does, it matters in the pineapple biz. They are the world's number one purveyor of fresh pineapples. The most recent numbers I could find showed about a 40% market share.
Wow.
So they are huge.
Yeah, they are huge in that they also offer the pink pineapple, the red pineapple. They've kind of jazzed up a lot of fruits and vegetables in their market. But for these tinier fruit offerings, why is it such a big deal? I mean, I kind of noted up top that it could potentially lead to curbing food waste, apparently. But what's the logic there? How would that happen?
Well, I mean, I think that this pineapple shrinkage, which is, again, just cool that that's even possible to do, and that this is just like, yeah, we just decide, okay, they're going to be smaller now. It ultimately comes down to two things. And it's a need to be better at meeting consumer demand and an aim to reduce food waste. To speak to consumer demand first, I mean, people are increasingly snacking on fruit, which is great. Pineapple isn't the most convenient in an on-the-go kind of culture. They're probably never going to be, but shrinking them down at least makes them more portable.
Yeah.
But I think more than that, though, there's just an increasing market with decreased needs. You know, we're seeing a downwind effect here of delays in marriage age, in starting families. There's just this rising share of single-person households. And I like pineapple plenty, but I sure wasn't going to buy it back when I was living and eating alone.
Sure.
A full-size pineapple is just too big. There was no single-serve option there. Now there is.
Yeah, I mean, that full pineapple is daunting. I mean, that's a good point. And also, you kind of mentioned that it falls into consumer convenience. How does this also relate to getting rid of food waste? Is it just as easy as, oh, the pineapples are smaller, so the food waste is less?
I gasp every time I see this stat, which is around 30% of the global food supply is wasted. And that's estimated to be about a $1 trillion hit, essentially, was just costing us so much for food that's not being eaten, obviously, in a world where people are struggling with hunger. To be clear, this smaller pineapples isn't going to put the hugest dent in that, but every bit does help. A lot of pineapple goes to waste in the current model, given that it's not what aligns with consumer needs. And this is something that really matters to consumers. There was a big food waste survey that showed 72% of consumers saying that they are more conscious about their level of food waste today than previously. 3 years ago, that number was just 33%. So this is just very quickly rising in the public consciousness And for people who care about that, this is one of those areas where you would expect people to spend with their morals. You know, a company that's fighting the thing that you want to fight is one you want to support. And Fresh Del Monte is putting themselves in a really good position to capitalize on that.
Yeah, it seems like it. And it seems that their method of changing foods and changing fruits and vegetables is also very interesting because it goes along with the genetically modified food market. And that industry is looking like it's growing quite rapidly.
Yeah, for sure. We saw that it was projected to reach upwards of $169 billion within the next 3 years. You mentioned before, even Fresh Del Monte has a pink pineapple that's really expensive, but cool Valentine's gift, I guess. Like their Ruby Glow, which is red and I think is only available in China, and fungus-resistant bananas. Like we're just seeing all of these things popping up over and over again, which in many ways seems necessary to just meet our needs,
yeah,
but also the needs of the planet right now. In the same way that I bristle that like a palm reader payment, people see genetically modified fruit and they're like, that doesn't feel safe. I don't trust that. So there is an uphill climb here. There's also going to be an uphill climb on cost. You know, if you want a precious honey glow, it's going to cost you, and not even is it going to just cost you for the fruit. The shipping alone we saw was even more than the pineapple itself.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this industry is doing very well, but yeah, it is quite expensive. But you make a great point earlier about how given climate change, this may also be a really good thing to see how we grow fruit and grow vegetables in the future and to see if they need to be genetically modified in order to grow in different climates or grow in different weather patterns. So it is really a fascinating invention, but I ain't going to be ordering a tiny pineapple anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, you can either order a pineapple or go to college. these are the choices. But no, obviously you did not wake up thinking about how pineapples are trying to evolve to fit the modern era. Now you kind of know, but really at the end of the day, like it made me want a pineapple upside down cake. Like this is the takeaway for me is like, now I kind of want to eat something pineapple related.
Yeah, same. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you later.